We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We got our loud and local band of the week. It's The Moon Is Flat. Local band of the week, The Moon Is Flat. You want to find out how where you want to get their info. That's what you want to find out. Go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com.
Check out their brand new record. It's titled All the Pretty Colors, and I love that they build themselves as Everett's favorite stoner rock band.
Nice. And if you do love local music, check out Loud and Local. It's a show Sunday nights here on The Rock. Starts at 8 o'clock. 2 full hours of great local music. Bands like The Moon Is Flat. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Blue Friday, everybody.
Go Hawks.
Yeah, go Hawks.
Where's your blue there, Rev?
He's not.
Blue jeans. We'll take it.
Always wear the blue jeans, and therefore I can always be a participant in Blue Friday.
Good enough.
Is it though?
These days, why not?
Yeah. I like that. Why not?
Let's
get all right.
All right. Let's get to our contestant. We've got Rachel in Seattle. Rachel, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Rachel will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rachel, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Nice. The movie Best in Show was a mockumentary that examined a fictional what?
Dog show.
Yes. The next leap year will happen in what year?
from 2024.
Yes. Which European city is known as the City of Love?
Paris?
Yes. What part of the human body is affected by scoliosis?
The spine.
Yes. What animal is the official symbol of the World Wildlife Foundation?
Panda.
Yes. What is the only U.S. state to begin with the letter P?
Pennsylvania.
Yes. The sci-fi movie Barbarella starred which woman in the title role?
Jane Fonda.
Yes. In what year did Richard Nixon resign as President of the United States?
Oh, 72, 73, 74.
74, yes. Princess Diana died in what 90s year?
91?
No.
92, 93.
No. Which ocean is the deepest on Earth?
Atlantic.
No! And Rachel, you get 8 correct.
Ooh. Mm.
Those last ones might be the decision maker there.
Alright.
Alright.
Right. See what Steve's gonna do. He's been tying these days.
I know, he's been doing a lot of ties lately. Yeah. But I think Steve needs a good, since he's wrestling tonight, he needs to start off the weekend with a really good win at Beat Migs.
You know you're right.
And then ride that right into defeating Ethan. I love Ethan, but I got to root for Steve.
Thank you.
I mean, it's like...
You might be the only one, but I appreciate that.
Well, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
The movie Best in Show was a mockumentary that examined a fictional what?
Oh, great movie. Dog shows.
Yes. The next leap year will happen in what year?
2024.
Yes. Which European city is known as the City of Love?
France.
No.
Paris.
Yes. What part of the human body is affected by scoliosis?
It's the spine.
Yes. What animal is the official symbol of the World Wildlife Foundation?
I think of the bear slamming someone with a chair for the WWF. Panda. Panda,
yes.
Panda, panda, panda.
What is the only U.S. state to begin with the letter P?
Panda.
No.
Panda, panda. Pennsylvania.
Yes. The sci-fi movie Barbarella starred which woman in the title role?
Sigourney Weaver?
No.
Jane Seymour?
No.
What's her name? Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
I don't know.
Scott Weiland?
No.
What?
He had a song called Barbarella.
Oh. In what year did Richard Nixon resign as President of the United States?
1969.
No.
Oh. Nice. 1970?
No.
1968?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Steve, woo! You lose.
Yeah.
6-8.
I'm saving my winning energy for tonight.
All right, fair enough.
That's what I say.
Nice job,
that's
Rachel.
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Wow, woo! Yeah, good job, Rachel. Sweet. Friday feeling there.
Yeah. Hey, Rachel, you sounded a lot
more. Yeah.
Is that still Rachel, or did she become a...
I think it's still Rachel. She just has a very aggressive yell.
That was a very guttural yell.
Yeah. Oh, let's give it a little bit of this, too, for the win. And you'll be happy to know, you'll be happy to know, Steve, that I did not take listener Caesar's advice and decide to play Coco Melon every time you lost, because we all have to listen to that. Yeah.
That would be pure torture.
Yeah, I don't think they have a loser song that would be appropriate for Coco Melon, right?
Yeah, you lose. Yeah. You definitely lost.
Yes, you lost.
Okay,
yeah. There's our song.
Rachel did know that Barbarella starred Jane Fonda.
You were close.
With Jane Seymour, I thought you were almost there.
Yeah, I thought you were going to do it.
I was just making up names as I went along. I don't even know what Barbarella... Honestly, all I know Barbarella is the song by Scott Weiland. That was a pretty cool song.
Okay, yeah, it was the 60s. It was like one of the first sci-fi movies.
She looked very good in that movie.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Is it a good movie, BJ?
I don't remember the movie so much as I remember her.
Okay. I know you're a guy, so I didn't know if that was like something that was like cool to you.
Yeah, I just remember Jane Fonda looking really, really cool. Don't remember much else about the movie.
Vicky just showed me a picture and then the blurb, unless I read it wrong, the blurb before this one that you showed me. Did you have a machine called the Orgasmatron?
I believe so, yes.
What?
Time to go watch that movie again.
I'm in.
It's been a long time.
Wait, she had a weapon called the Orgasmatron?
I was now, if you see that movie, though, I honestly was a little kid when it came out, and I was just sort of, I think, entering my, like, wow, that I like the way that girl looks kind of phase of my life.
I'm learning something new about myself phase.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the movie was out in the late 60s or early 70s,
yeah,
maybe?
I think like 68, maybe? Yeah. Like right around that time, but yeah,
and
you're
And
right.
I was 8 to 9 to 10 years old, so I wouldn't have known what an orgasmatron was, but I would have definitely known Jane Fonda. That's for sure.
You didn't know that Richard Nixon resigned in 74. Rachel got that one correct. Two of the other questions that you didn't get to, Princess Diana died in what 90s year?
So 90, yeah, 1990? Guessing.
No.
92?
It's a lot later than that.
Yeah.
96?
97.
Ooh.
Yep, 97. And then, which ocean is the deepest on Earth? Rachel unfortunately got it wrong because she only had one guess, went with the Atlantic. It is not true. It is...
Yeah, good question. I don't know.
You don't know the deepest ocean in the world?
Atlantis.
No. I don't.
The Atlantic.
No, I just said it wasn't.
The Pacific. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, it's the Pacific. Oh, the Pacific's the deepest, huh?
Yes.
I don't know why I didn't know that, but I didn't.
Yeah, I thought that was like first or second grade knowledge. I thought everyone knew that.
Well, you probably.
Damn.
It probably is, actually, and it just goes to show you what I remember.
Well, Steve, sorry for your loss, and hopefully you get better later on.
Sorry, Steve.
Congrats, Rachel.
Appreciate that. Oh, someone said Duran Duran got their name from the film Barbarella. It was a character's name.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes, that's exactly right. Man, is that a blast from the past. I'm going to have to go watch that movie again because I think I saw it it might be over 40 years since I've seen that movie, maybe longer.
Vicky's showing me a clip from the movie. What in the hell is she doing in
this? That's the orgasmatron.
Oh, so she goes into this thing that looks kind of like one of those like massage, those water massage. Like,
yeah,
when your whole body goes inside something.
And it kind of also looks like a car wash because of all the, you know, flappity thingies.
And she's in the middle of having an orgasmatron.
Flappity things?
Well, you know. This guy, he's playing like the keys.
It's like an
keyboard.
Organ, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he trying to like make her,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
You know, death by snoo-snoo, basically?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think so, and of course, this is pushing the sexual revolution envelope. You know, again in the late '60s, so it's not surprising this was a big deal. The orgasm. I remember the orgasmatron was a big deal. People are like, "Can you believe what's in the movies these days?"
I'm digging the scenes that involve close-ups of her face, but then they go and they take a close-up of his face, and that's like the stuff in like those thumbnails that I don't like clicking on because he just looks really like.
Yeah, and Jane Fonda, I mean, man, I remember her in that. Oh, she's just a gorgeous woman. Oh, just a gorgeous woman.
The costumes are amazing.
I was reading one of the comments, and they said that they did a lot of those cut scenes, like back and forth, because they would just be laughing the entire time. Like, they couldn't last too long without just dying, because it is ridiculous looking.
It's completely stupid, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
And she's, like, sweating. This machine is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it was if you can understand the time, you know, there was women were trying to basically say, you know, we count too and we would like to have fun too in that department. And, you know, there were always the jokes like, hey, you know, can you tell when a woman's finally arrived? And the joke was, that doesn't matter. You know, stuff like that. It was just so these movies were really like, hey, guess what? You know, women like to have fun too. And they pushed the envelope with a lot of these movies. It was revolutionary at the time.
My favorite thing is if you Google Barbarella, people also ask, is Barbarella the worst movie ever made?
Yeah. I'm in for this film so far. Is it available anywhere to watch?
It's got to be somewhere.
It's YouTube, but you have to pay $2.99.
Oh.
Might be worth it $3, brah.
$2.99 is worth it.
Oh, there you go.
I'm willing to drop $2.99 for this movie. I don't know when I'll get to see it, but I'm definitely keeping that one in the back of my mind.
I don't think this is one your wife and you're gonna have to watch this by yourself.
No, this is one where, like, if she's going to, like, another Carrie Underwood concert or something along those lines, where I have, like, a couple of hours to myself.
Yeah, I might have to. It's worth a history lesson just to watch it again because, again, I have vague memories of this movie since it was. I really do believe it's been 4 decades since I've seen it at least. So wow.
Okay. Yeah, someone said some men still don't know what the orgasmatron is.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, 74% on Rotten Tomatoes, BJ.
Oh, okay. Well, if some people say that, I wonder who's saying it's the worst movie if the critics loved it.
The audience gave it 56%. So I don't know.
That's still better than Fantastic Four. Much, much better than Fantastic Four.
And I did not know this, you know, as a Duranimal, I like this information about Duran Duran. Someone said the moans in Hungry Like a Wolf, those are Jane Fonda moans.
Oh, really?
So wow, it's like they sampled her from Barbarella, or they just bring her in the studio and be like, hey, Jink, would you mind moaning for us?
Snopes that. I can't believe I didn't know that.
I don't want to Snopes it, because then if it's not real, then it's not fun to share in parties.
Yeah, that's a good point, yeah. That's a good call. No one's going to check you on that. Except there's always an idiot like me with a phone that wants to make you look bad, so maybe.
Yeah.
Hey, how would you like an opportunity to jam with the members of Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, and Pearl Jam? Oh, yeah, this is awesome. I'll tell you all about it at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Wow, this is very wild news. There's a new rock and roll fantasy camp happening next year, and it's going to have Seattle roots.
Sweet.
It's called the Sounds of Seattle.
See,
how about that for a rock camp?
I always loved the rock camp thing, but a lot of times the bands and the artists that they have are a little before my time. I'm not like a member of Bad Company, which is cool and all, but I was never a big fan of a lot of the bands that they typically have in those rock and roll fantasy camps. Like, yeah, Alice Cooper's all right, but, I know people love him. And he was never, someone I would absolutely make it a point to listen to, and it'd be cool to jam with someone like that. But when I saw this one, I was just like, all right, now we're talking about, the world that I grew up in.
Yeah, it's wild to think that, okay, finally they're opening that world up for you, Steve. It's happening in L.A., going to be February 17th to the 20th.
Danny and I were laughing about the fact that it's the Sounds of Seattle Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. In L.A.
Yeah, I thought that was wild, too. It's like, you could fly here. This is you could get to Seattle. Delta's here. It's, Alaska's here. It's not that difficult to take a flight here, but okay.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, oh, if you're really such a big fan of the Seattle music scene, and you're not from Seattle, if being here, I'd much rather go to L.A. and do it, because it'd be more fun, once we're here. But, if you're flying in from, Texas or from, from New York, it'd be kind of cool to be in Seattle jamming with Seattle guys.
Yeah, I guess they also feel like the metropolitan area of L.A., they could probably get a lot of drive-in people, too, which, I guess. But I'm with you, Steve. It seems weird that it isn't here.
Probably, though, most of the people involved with rock and roll fantasy camps, and including some of the members of the bands that are from, quote-unquote, Seattle, live in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
a little more convenient.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Jerry Cantrell is going to lead this whole thing. And Kim Thayil from Soundgarden. So how about you got main dudes from Alice and main dude from Soundgarden? That's cool.
That would be pretty sweet. And I also saw that Dave Cruzan, the original drummer of Pearl Jam, who does live in Seattle, in Los Angeles, he's going to be there as well on the drums, which is pretty sweet.
Kim said, "I am super excited about the opportunity to connect and re-engage with fellow musicians and fans at the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. Bring your favorite acts and let's jam at the rock camp."
Now, I know, Danny, you said it was over $5,000 to go to this.
Yeah.
Which seemed kind of crazy at first.
Well, there you go. That's how they got these people to participate.
Yeah, that's out of my budget. But
yeah,
it is cool because you get to have lunch and hang out. It's not just playing music with them. You're spending a lot of time with these guys as well. So if you're a super fan and you have some deep pockets or some extra $5,000 to spend, it's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, there's going to be counselors there teaching you as well. People like Stephen Perkins from Jane's Addiction. That's one of the counselors that will help you out.
Help me, Stephen.
Yeah, and participate with you in jam sessions. You even get to perform at the Viper Room and the Whiskey A Go-Go, which that is pretty awesome.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's what I was thinking too, Steve, is that, $5,000, they say it takes money to spend, you got to spend money to make money. So If you are an aspiring musician wanting to get noticed, do you, is this a thing where you think maybe one of the dudes that are there go, wow, you've got some good chops?
No. I think that, if you're going into it for that reason, I think you're going to leave sorely disappointed.
Oh, damn.
It's we're going to make some money and jam with you, and we're going to do covers. Like, they're not going to want... I mean, maybe... You never know, I guess. I mean, I hate to be the guy who's going to poo-poo someone's hopes and dreams, but I would not go into this hoping that Jerry Cantrell is going to think, this guy's awesome, I'm taking him on tour.
Well, maybe I was thinking that they would hook you up with somebody like, wow, you know, we've seen when like, people get behind new bands. And so I don't know if somebody thought, wow, you are really amazing. Maybe you could be a player for somebody. That's what I was thinking. Would that be a good move?
$5,000
is a lot of dough.
I would be like that. If you're going into it for any other reason than just have fun and jam with some of your favorite bands, you're going to leave probably pretty bummed.
Well, you saved me $5,000. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. I would love for you to go, even when Texas says, I want to do it. I don't even know how to play an instrument. That would be hilarious if you just went and like you put on a guitar and you just looked at them and go, so how do I play this?
It is funny because on the little like requirements thing, the first thing, and it's highlighted, for expert, advanced, and intermediate musicians only.
So you got to be able to play some chords.
So if you show up there, they're just going to kick you out.
Oh, man, you better duct tape me to a chair because I'm going to go full Karen mode.
I paid $5,000. Hey, you should show me a G chord. Come on, Jerry.
Excuse me? Wow.
G chord. Oh.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
All right, so, members of Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, they are doing a Sounds of Seattle Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. So, based on this, if you could attend a fantasy camp for anything, what would it be? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. If you could attend a fantasy camp for anything, what would it be? We got your calls, we got your texts, after Pearl Jam, on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Members of Alice in Chains, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, they're doing a Sounds of Seattle Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. And based on this, we want to know, if you could attend a fantasy camp for anything, what would it be? 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
And texts are coming in. This is very interesting and very shocking, but a lot of our texters would like to go to a porn fantasy camp. I've read at least 7 different text messages.
Wow.
And I'm just like, seems like a good idea until you realize that you're in a room with a bunch of other dudes. Just like, you hear from Jenna Jameson? Yeah, me too. I was hoping Riley Steele would be here. Like, that would be so awkward.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't say orgy, so I'm not sure what would happen at a porn fantasy camp.
Well, you get to jam with Jerry at the Rock at the Sounds of Seattle camp, so I got to imagine you get to jam with Stoya.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but like, you know, Jerry's not playing your guitar. You know what I mean? So it looks like you have to play your own guitar. And I'm thinking you probably have to play your own guitar at the porn camp, too.
Even more weird.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know what. I don't want to go to the porn camp with these people.
All right. How about this one? This person said, I would like to attend a camp for anything Beach Boys related.
Oh, wow.
I could see something fun like that. Like, you get to play the bongos, like kind of like John Stamos. As long as John Stamos is there.
Yeah.
Uncle Jesse's got to be a part of this camp.
He hasn't been there for a while. And, from what I understand, it's really going to be Beach Boy.
Mike Love?
Mike Love is the only one really doing the Beach Boys thing anymore that's an original Beach Boy. And I mean, good luck to you on that one. I know the surviving members, the other two are not doing much with him.
In one room, you get the jam and Mike Love will sing while you do some Beach Boy songs. And then you walk on into the other room, which is just a sand castle for a floor.
Oh,
and a sandbox for a floor, and you get to hang out and do acid with Brian Wilson.
Nice. Not a bad deal. That's a really good deal.
And listen to Pet Sounds.
You know what? I'm up for that.
How about Dungeons and Dragons? Every year they host one in Ireland, and it's called D&D in a Castle.
Really?
Oh, wow. Rev, did you know about this?
I did not, and that's exactly what I would say. I would love to go to like a fantasy D&D camp, and just, it's one of those things where they have so many like online streams of people who play the games, do like live plays, and there's some really big ones. So if you have one hosted by like some of those big names, that'd be fantastic.
In a castle seems pretty epic.
Right?
That adds to the appeal. Even me not being a D&D guy, I would go just so I could be in a castle playing it.
Oh, yeah, and I've seen a picture of this castle, too, and it's legit.
Do they have dragons? Man. Like, do they have, like, animated dragon, like, you know, some kind of, like, dragon machine guy coming around?
You want real props and everything. All right.
Well, people are dressed up. They're cosplaying. So you need a dragon knocking on the door, right?
That would make me lose my somethings if there really was a dragon I see running around.
And then you get to play with your Warhammer. Oh, that's the porn camp. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the porn
that's
camp.
That's a different role-play camp there.
Weird transition, but I see your daughter's in the room.
Oh, hey, here we go. That's what we don't want to see. All right.
Oh, Sarah.
I'm a little afraid of what she wants for a fantasy camp.
No, mine is totally PG. I love reality shows, the trashy ones, but also the competition ones. And I would love to go to a fantasy camp where, like, the people from, like, Survivor and The Amazing Race and The Challenge are all there, and they have the epic obstacle courses and, like, things that I could battle them at.
So you kind
of
doing
terrible, but
you're doing the Survivor stuff minus the sleeping and staying on an island.
Exactly. Hopefully, I'd be like at a hotel or something after. You
fully
know,
fully catered.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That actually sounds like fun.
The sweet competition. Yeah, like run in the mud, and I don't know. Some of my shows, they jump out of helicopters, and
Some of those Big Brother competitions are pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, they're so cool. I always want to see, like, I always think watching, I could do that. That's but I'd probably be absolutely terrible.
Now you got me thinking, like, a TV game show fantasy camp would be pretty badass. Really?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Right? You get to play Price is Right, or you could go on over to Wheel of Fortune. They got all the real props. I mean, maybe they got the actual hosts. And it's not for television, it's just for fun, but you get to be a part of all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, Family Feud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
How crazy would that be? I wonder, Steve, that's a great idea. I wonder why they haven't thought of, like, I don't know if they're all under the same company or not, but have all those shows, and you just get to play show after show after show.
Yeah, isn't every show the Merv Griffin production? I remember always seeing those at the beginning.
They used to be,
definitely Wheel and Jeopardy.
That would be, well, I'd feel
let's
stupid
make a deal
it.
Like, hey, tomorrow we're doing let's make a deal, or we're doing Pictionary.
I love let's make
I know
a deal.
At some theme parks they like I think it was Universal Hollywood, they did a Fear Factor thing where you would do it was like a live show, and my ex actually got picked to do it, and so like she went on stage and they had her like scale the wall and eat cockroaches and everything like that. Yeah.
And then it's Fear Factor, like it was crazy. Man.
And then at night it's like, you know, it's a fantasy camp in the sense of like, oh, now you got singled out, the dating game, connection.
The match game. Yeah.
You know, hey, we'll have
the newlywed game.
Games by day, getting late at night.
Wow.
Okay. I'm in for this.
All right.
TV game show fantasy camp.
How do we get back to porn camp? I don't know how this just happened, but okay.
We're giving the listeners what they want.
Yeah. That's a really good point. Oh, that's a great idea. I'm loving that plan.
That'd be fun.
I'll love that plan a lot. Hey, this is a big weekend, guys. I don't know if you know this. This is a Blue Friday, first official one of the season.
Go Hawks.
Hey, yeah, man. Seahawks starting their season on Sunday. Of course, we all have high hopes, high expectations. We'll see if, in fact, we should have high hopes and high expectations, as we'll preview the game with our bud, Hall of Fame Seahawks great Walter Jones. Walter Jones. You're trying to say Jones joins this three times fast. Walter Jones joins us at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total costs, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.